the girl here is Orzila Bayome. So it says, Amar Rava, Lididi Chazili Orzila Bayome, Dahavi Kaha Tabu. So here it's explained the Targum. Amar Rava Baba Chana, Ani Raiti, I saw, Chazili, I saw. Urzila is a ra'im, bach yome, ben yomo. Shahaya gadol kaha tavu. That was very high, very big, like ha tavu. So the Gro explains here. Kamosh ketav chazal, chamra azil lemibaye Karne udne dahavile gzize mine. Okay. Perush, there's a the perush at the bottom explains. Chamo, chamer is chamo, echad. Azil halach lmiboye levakesh lo karnaim odne besof gam oznaim. Dahavile shahayulo gezize mine nechtachu mine. So it went to get, right, the karnaim that were nechtach from this orzila, this ra'im, this big ra'im. Okay, it brings another gear set that says gamla, camel. Okay, we'll see. In yano. Yeah? What does this mean? Ki amur ligmo inish vahada lizbo. And the Indian is, like Chazal teach us in Gemara and Shabbos, yeah? The girl brings here some of Gimel. Ligmo inish, a person should first learn everything and then understand it. Okay, so what does this have to do with anything? Shenema. Shatem mayim mevorach v'chakach mebe'erech. Okay. What does this mean now here? So he's saying, Perush, mitchile shatem mayim mitoch borech. First drink waters from your bore. That's mayim you have, that's mechunasi. Mayim like static water. V'chakach v'nozli mitoch berech. And drink from your be'er. Be'er is mayim chayim. Tishte mei be'er hanov'im me'omek ha'aretz. The be'er that comes from the depths of the land. I.e. go into the depths of what? Of the learning. I.e. that's lizbo. Perush, achas she'rachash te'bekir tuchal l'redet la'om kam shal advarim v'lachadesh chudushei Torah. Okay, fine. So what's this do with the ra'im? What's this do with the ra'im? Okay, so it says shata maimi borech, first drink water from your bore, and afterwards you'll be able to be ma'amik and drink from the depths of the land from your be'erech. Venira. Shezeu shekatuv b'chor shoro hadolo by Yosef v'karni ra'im karnav, and he has the karnaim of a ra'im ki ne'ema v'rav tvuot Bekoach Shor. Right? So it's saying there's a lot of Koach in a Shor. Why? So it's explained in the Perush at the bottom here. Ayedei Kabbalat Ol Kamo Shor. The Kabbalah of an Ol, like a Shor has an Ol on it. Like Lil Mod. He has an Ol in Mod. Yesof Rav Tvuot. He will gain a lot of tvuot. Tvuot a yediyah tetera. That's chochma, right? Chita is always chochma, right? He will osef a lot of tvuah. Kamo she'amru, Tanan de'Bei Eliyahu, like it says in a Tanan de'Bei Eliyahu, la'olam yasim adam et atzmo kishor la'ol, like an ox with an ol on it, i.e. kodim le'sof et atvuah. V'chamo lemasa, and like a chamo lemasa, kanireh the chamo is this Indian of omek hatera. right? Because before we just mentioned, we also mentioned the concept of a chamor, right? This chamra went to get the karnayim of this bigger aim. So kanireh, the chamra is this, kanireh, the karnayim aim is somehow related to the amkus of Torah. Shola ol, lisa ma sheshama mirabo, to lift up or to give that which he heard from his rabbi. That's the chokhmah that he heard from his rabbi. V'ze b'chor shoro hadalo. This is the b'chor shoro hadalo. It's a beautification for him, the Torah of his rav. Hada hu ligmo mirabo k'shor lo'ol. Hada, that means do chazara. He's learning hadam, not mitzad beautification, he's learning hadam mitzad lachzo. Ligmo mirabo k'shor lo'ol. To go back and to keep the Torah through Chazara that he learned from his Rav, Lo'ol. V'chalka karnayim karnav. Then, this is the Pasuk by Yosef, the karnayim of a ra'im will be his karnav. V'masav amatan shel pilpul. The karnayim ra'im are the karnayim of pilpul shel Torah. K'mo sha'amru, barle karnayim. Shemenagchim b'tera. It said like by Sumchus also. They're bale karnayim. They're mefalfalim b'tera. They go into the depths of the Torah. So they're meganchim. Menagchim. That's what the Ra'im does. V'ken bale trisin, says in Brachos. I call masa mashal ala pilpul. All of this is a mashal to the pilpul, i.e. the omic of the Torah. So the karni Ra'im represents the omic of the Torah. So now we have to see what this is related to chamor. It doesn't say. But kanireh, since the chamor is going to pick up this karnei ra'im, and the chamor we know that represents Yisachar, yeah? Who's Bina Satera. Bina is always Amkus of Torah. Sinai is always Chochmah Satera. Sinai, I saw Miss Sinai. It comes from Sinai. It's the Shorish of the Torah. Sinai is Chochmah Satera. And Okeharim, yeah, Okeharim is the Amkus of Torah. That's Bina. And that's Keneged Kanirim, and that's Keneged Yisascha. Yisascha represents Itim Lebina, is Bina Satera. And Yosef, Kanirim Yosef has both. Yosef has Bechor Shoro Hadolo, that's to Lachzo Al Amkut. Shel Rabo, right? For Karnei Ra'im, Shezeh HaMegan, HaMenachim B'Tera, Shezeh HaPilpulo Shel Tera, that's connected. Yosef has both those aspects. But Be'ikaron, the Chamra that brings that Karnaim of this Ra'im, right? This big Ra'im, that's the Chamra, that's the Chamo of Yisascha. And that's why Davka the Groh had the Girsa Chamra and not the Girsa Gamla. Can you read? Okay. So it says, Vuhu, okay, Hakol Mashal ala Pilpul, he says the Groh. This is all a Mashal ala Pilpul. Vuhu Hadra, Vuhu Ziva Shal Torah. That's the beauty and the radiance of the Torah. I.e., so the Groh's explaining, let's go back a little bit, yeah? Reb Mordechai. The Groh's explaining here that there's the two aspects of Torah. The aspect of Chochmas HaTorah, that's what a person learns Mirabo, and that needs Chazara, Hadalo, and that Hadra Shoterah, that Ziv, that comes through the Chazara, the Behirut of the Torah that he learns Mirabo, then it becomes Karnei Ra'im, Karnav. Right? Then it becomes the Menachim Shel Torah. The Menachim Shel Torah is Pilpulo Shel Torah. Because the Derech in learning Torah is first that a person is Ligmor. First he learns the format, the Chochmah of the Torah. And then he learns the depths of the Torah, the Amkus Shel Torah. First a bore, he learns, like the Groh brings this pasuk above. Drink waters from bor echa, V'chalkach mibe'erech, and afterwards from the Maim Chaim, ba'amkus shel ha'aretz, from the depths of the Aretz, that's mibe'erecha. Now, when I was very young, very, very young, I used to have a Seder Musa in Evan Shlema. And the Gro brings this mama of, and he says there, first you learn all the Mishnayos and the Teseftas and the Brightas, etc., etc. He goes through. He tells you what to learn. So I went to my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shmuel Abach, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, and I asked him, you know, does this apply nowadays to us? Like what the Gro says. So he told me, no, nowadays you have to learn with an understanding. You have to learn the amkus of Torah with an understanding, and you have to learn the breadth of Torah as well. But everyone has their own way. There's no like rules in learning. But the truth is, and that's a vada that he also meant that, is that whenever you learn a sugya, whatever sugya you're learning like you're learning dinner the manchus dinner. So there's sugyas. There's a sugya here, there's a sugya Baba Basra, and Baba Kama, Baba Basra, right? There's the sugyas. You find different sugyas, and different mefarshim will bring other places, right? There's important graz, you'll see as well. But you should see everything. You should be kodim ligmo. First, you learn all the different places in Shas, and Tosis will take you there. But you should look up, open up all the Gemaras, and sometimes other Tosis will take you to other Gemaras. You look up all the Gemaras. That's called ligmo. For us, we can't go through Shas and Poskim, right, with ligmo. We'll forget it. But if at the time we're learning the omic of what we're learning, we should go through everything we see, and then we can learn it be'iyun. So that's a derech. And I know that from our Rosh Hashiva, everything he learned, Havada, it was a Baki B'Shas, it wasn't, but he learned it katinok. When he first started learning it, as if he didn't learn it before. And he took up everything. Everything that was possible to see, he would look it all up, and then he would learn the amkus, and the deep amkus of his learning. You can't imagine how deep that was. But anyway, so now, I remember once, we was the yahrzeit of his wife, and he learned the first Mishnah in Arles. And at the yahrzeit, he told me he was learning this Mishnah for a whole year. One Mishnah for a whole year. I mean, there was a lot in that Mishnah, but he was learning one Mishnah for a whole year. So you can imagine what the amkus of Torah there was there. But okay, but of course he learned everything which is shaykh to that Mishnah. So now, let's go weiter. So it says now, Shemimale kriso bitchila, first a person should fill his stomach first with Mishnah, Gemara, Bavli. This is the same as he says in Evan Shlema. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tesefta, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, V'kora Breitot. So, okay. V'achakach osek b'shimush talmid chachamim. Then he'll learn with Dibuk Chaverim, with a group of people who are also learning this sugya. Lahazbir kar'ei b'pilpul chaverim. To explain these psukim, I mean, all of what he's learning, with pilpul chaverim. So this also applies to us. When you're learning a sugya, or you're learning a matter, whatever matter there is, you should see everything about it. The mikra. There was Yedua HaChofetz Chaim, that before he learned anything, he would see the pasuk. And especially in Kochim, especially learning Kochim. Kochim is like a parish on Chumash. And you have to learn the Mishnah, you have to learn the Gemara, you have to learn the Bavli, the Yerushalmi. You learn it all. Tesefta, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, Vekora Brightas. And then you're Osik in that Inyan, for us at least, in that Inyan, B'shimush Talmid HaChomim, and Chabura of people who are learning it. And then, Lazbir Sfarah B'derech Pilpul. To ask kashas from this to that, steerers. And I'm telling you, that's the derech amiti of learning. You can't learn a sugya unless you're makif. You go through all the different places and you learn each place and you come back and you fit everything together. Okay. Vala mishana seida limud. Someone who changed this way of learning. Velomid b'tchila lida eich lepalpel, and he learns how to go into the omek of something without knowing the yediyas. And here again, I'm going to explain it ledoreinu, without the yediyas of the sugya, and he's already making a svara. Einu yodea mishna achad katsurata. He doesn't even know one mishnah in its proper form. Amru Chazal, Chazal tell him, Chamra azil limiboyele karne. It's a chamo that's going to levakesh karne. That's now we're going back to our original memra. Right? That it's like a donkey that's going to look for the karne of a ra'im, a big car, big karnaim of a ra'im. He wants to look like a big mefalpel. Ve'eino yodeinu mishnah achat katsurata. He doesn't even know one mishnah in its proper form. Amru razal, like we said. So he wants chamra azil and boy hale karne, leda eich lenageach b'karne abazel machmat akina. He wants his pilpul, he wants to know this pilpul, only machmat akina. And it's already last week we spoke about that when a person learns Torah, shelo l'shem shamayim, how bad that is. What shindalads are associated with that, and how it's mevale olam, it can destroy the world. V'odne dehavi lei gezize mine. And the odne that have a gezize mine, we explained that. That's the chamra azil and boy karne. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Remember that? So it says, a chamo that went to look for the karnaim, besof gam oznaim shahayu lo nechtachim lo. He doesn't have even the oznaim. What does it mean doesn't have the oznaim? What does it mean doesn't have the oznaim? Gam miktsat Torah sheshama b'naruto aved gamken. He also lost. When a person tries to be mefalpel with a chesaron, with a lack of yedias haTorah, that says the Gro, he's doing it for kina. He's doing it to look good. Jealousy, he wants to look good, he wants to look like he's a mefalpel b'Torah, like a big Talmud Chacham, but he isn't. That causes him to lose his Torah, even that he got mirabo b'ne'urotav when he was young. Why is that? Because when a person's mefalpel in a sugya, when he's learning something and he thinks he's learning deeply, he's learning incorrectly, then all of his ideas become b'burbalim. All his ideas become confusing. And when you're confused, you can't remember. Memory is when things are mesudah, when they're orderly, when you understand the sfarah here. And the sfarah is that which connects things. If the sfarah is a proper sfarah, it connects many things in a proper way. If the sfarah is an incorrect sfarah, it's just pilpul, without shorashim to the sfarah, without proper roots to the sfarah, then it's just mbalbal, it confuses you. And then your yediyas haTorah becomes fragmented and you lose your understanding, and you have, instead of a little bit of understanding that you had before that was mekasha you your Torah, it now becomes fragmented pieces of Torah that you lost. So that's probably the reason why you lose even those pieces of Torah which were clear to you, because now you're mbalbal, now you're confused. You confused yourself. And unfortunately, there's a tendency for limud like this. There's a tendency to teach young people to learn and be mefalpel before they saw tsuras of all the shas and the gemaras, and even learnt in a deep way. Baruch Hashem, there's many places that do a very good job, but we should be very careful from learning from this Gro. And it also takes away the time of Torah. Says the Chazon Ish, that when you're learning Torah, He says in the beginning, Ein Hasechel, the person learns the Havamina and Lachora, he's just Mevarer, the Tzura of the Daf. He's Mevarer, and he clarifies how the Daf looks. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? What's Lachora? He's Mevarer, the Tzura of the Daf. Then afterwards, after he does that, and it's clear to him, then he starts Lisbo. It's very similar to the Groh. Just the Chazon Ish is al mekomo, but that's what you're supposed to do. But kol hamekomot, when you're learning a sugya, all the things which are relevant to that sugya, and then says the Chazon Ish, then Lisbo, then you try and understand. And that's what the Groh thing. You're mefalpel. You try and understand. You ask kashas. You make sense of all that you've seen, and then says the Chazon Ish, and a person's nene meziv hatera she'ein hana gedola mizu. There's no hana bigger than this. Okay, that's an Igeret of the Chazon Ish, the beginning Igeret of the Chazon Ish. The ideas are very similar. V'zeh amru, hai urzila bar yoma. So let's go back. It says, Hichazi lei urzila bar yoma. Urzila is this Ra'im, who was born today, right? Tavi kaha tabu. So he sees this Ra'im. Shorotzeh lagdil atzmo. He sees this Ra'im, the karnaim of this Ra'im, that wants to lagdil atzmo kahal tabu, like ha tabu. He wants to be magdil atzmo alidei kina. Kamo sha'amru, atidim bati knisiyot. In the future, bati knisiyot. Shenema ki tabu baharim. What's that saying? Atidim batiknisiyot, the batimidrashot shebabavel, she kavu be'eretz Yisrael. Kal v'chome mehar kamel v'har tabu, she nikvu b'lebesof eretz Yisrael. I, these batiknisiyot will come to eretz Yisrael. Pirish Rashi. Lamadnu sha'ava kamel v'tavu, these two harim, kamel v'tavu, et hayam, the sea, letet aleim atera, to give upon them the Torah. Darash bar kapara. Kapara made a drosha. My dichtiv lama tirtzedun harim, v'givnonim. Yatsa bat kol va'amra lahem. Lama tirtzu. Din im Sinai, kulchem bale mumin. All of you have mamum. Atem etzel by Har Sinai. Amar Ravashi shma mina. We hear from this. Hai man de yahir, a person who's a bal gaiva, bal mum hu. He's a bal mum. In other words, all these harim, they went past the yam, they went over the yam in order that they will be the place. The Torah will be accepted. But their Torah was Torah of Kina. Their Torah was Torah of Gaava, of arrogance. Lagdil et Shmam. And this is related to what we read last week. And it's related to a very important... The Groh says the same thing as the Arizal. I mean, probably you saw from there. But the Arizal, in his Hakdom of Eitz Chaim, writes... And he says, he's Derish, why Mashiach hasn't come bedoreinu, in the door of the Arizal, door there. Why we don't have Mashiach? And the Arizal writes, because they're building batiknisiyot and batimidrashot l'shem. And he calls that Migdal Bavel, Naaseh Shem. Let's build a name. Lahagdil. Lagdil et atzmam, lekavod atzmam hem osim, not lekavod kono, not the kavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The day yeshiva, their beis medrash will be the best, biggest and the best. Not for the talmidim. I remember, Rav Shmuel Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he would accept talmidim that other yeshivas wouldn't accept. Even though they weren't necessarily the best of Talmidim. But because no one else would accept him, he would accept him into his yeshiva. He didn't make his yeshiva to be the best named yeshiva. And probably wasn't. It wasn't the best yeshiva in terms of the names of other yeshivot, other places. But in terms of the chinuch that you got by being like such an Adam Godel, and in terms of the Talmidim that came from that yeshiva, he was megadel more Talmidim who were gedole olam than any other Rav of our generation. And yet his yeshiva wasn't considered the best yeshiva, because he didn't make his yeshiva l'shem. He made his yeshiva for the Talmidim. And any Talmid he could help. And many Talmidim came who didn't necessarily have a full yeshiva background, that sometimes other yeshivas would even take them, wouldn't consider them. And he would take them in. And he would make them into big Talmidei Chachamim. And some of those people are the biggest Talmidei Chachamim in our generation. And they came from not such a high place. But he brought them there. That's what we have to realize. We have to realize that Torah isn't there for us to use it. It's not there l'shtamesh b'kitra shel Torah. Torah is there for us to teach it. Anyone who wants to learn, any Talmid who wants to learn, anyone who's mevakesh Torah, should teach them. I remember, you know, when I was younger, so I was told, come give a shir. So I said, okay, I'm coming. So give a shir, of course I'm coming. So I came to give a shir, you know, give my shir now, I'm going to give a shir. Wow, what a covered. I go, there's one guy there, one bacha. So I like complain, like, this is a shir, one Talmud is a shir, you know? Even Rav Tzadka says, two is a shir, one's a chevrusa. So like me, there's me thinking in my mind, okay, I'm not doing this again. I came all the way to give a shir. There's one Talmud, and Bekoshi knew how to read, Bekoshi knew how to even read a Rashi. Now, what am I going to do? But I'm here. So I say, I'm going to learn with you. So I learn with him. I'm learning with him, and I'm seeing the desire that he has to learn. And literally, I'm teaching him how to read the letters of Rashi. Literally. So I'm learning with him, and I'm seeing, wow, this boy is very keen. He really wants to learn. So I decide, after teaching him, okay, it's not a shir, but this boy wants to learn. Min HaShamayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought me here. We'll learn next week. So you learn 1 week, we learn another week, we learn 3-4 weeks, we're learning. And then I see, at the end, I don't remember now if it was a year, I don't remember now how long the time was, but the boy got to a stage in learning that he could learn. And today that boy is finishing Bavlis and Yerushalmis. He's not a boy. He was never a boy. He was a married man then. And he has children who are Talmidei Chachamim. You never know what teaching a person can do. You never know. But one thing I saw, and that's the real difference. And one thing, had it not been that difference, I don't know if I'd have taught him. That he was mevakesh Torah. He really wanted it. If a person wants Torah, you get it. Kol baye olam, says the Rambam. Just had Parshas Shemitah. Parshas Baha. The Rambam and the Hilchos Shemitah says, kol baye olam, shidvenu libo, can become part of that Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it has to be nadva libo. It has to be a nediva selev. It has to be a rotzen for Torah. And it doesn't matter, again, it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter how much. But it has to be a rotzen for Torah, not a rotzen for gaiva, not a rotzen to show yourself, not a rotzen, look how clever I am, not any rotzen, just a rotzen for learning. I want to learn. And with that rotzen, a person can grow tremendously in his learning. And I don't, everyone can teach. How much you need to know to teach? Especially in the world we live in, the Rov Rubam Shel Klal Yisrael knows zero about Torah. Nothing. Everyone today is a big rabbi, especially living in Chutz La'aretz. You have to be mashpia that Torah. You go take a taxi. If it's a Jew, I mean, if it's not a Jew, I don't know what to tell you, but it's a Jew. Yeah, you can also be marbet musa to a non-Jew if they listen. I'm not saying be a, you know, be a, what's it called, missionary. But, you know, if they ask you, you can answer them a question, explain them things. Why not? But especially if you meet a Jew, a friar, it's an opportunity. He's never seen a frum yid. Don't become, you know, don't start being bekar of him, but be normal. And see, you get into conversation. Through the conversation, he might ask you questions. Just have a normal conversation, a polite conversation, and it'll happen. You don't know, and I'm telling you, you don't know what a few words of Torah can do later on in life, how it can change a person. Okay. So we see that the main nekuda in learning Torah is not l'shem. It's not l'pilpulo shel Torah, right? For kina and gaiva, like ha tabu, that's the karnaim, it was as big as ha tabu. And there the Torah wasn't given on. The Torah is on given who's mevatel himself the Torah, who's maktin shmo the Torah. That's who Torah is given to. Okay. Vaha tabu kamahavi. Oh, so that's the hemshech of the Agarata. Now the Gemara asks, Vaha tabu. How big was it? Arba'im parsai. It's 40 parsaot. Okay, so now the girl's going to explain this. Shemar'eh ba'atzmo. Ha'atabu shows itself. She'ein chaseh min ha'kedusha klum. It's not lacking in any aspect of kedusha. Kamo she'amru. Like it says. Zayin prushin hen. Parush ma'chovati ve'esena. There's seven prushim. Parush ma'chovati. What's my chov ve'esena? Ma'chovati tu ve'esena. What's further my chov? And I'll do it. Perush says the grower here at the bottom. Shomem ma' la'asot od ve'lo asiti. Ma'are atzmo kiru kiyem et hakol. He shows that he did everything. He's complete. Why is this arba'im? Parsa to do with Zion Prushim. Amru Hamakubalim. Kimiyom Haravi'i. That's the Arba'im. Miyom Haravi'i. From the fourth day. Ad Shabbat. Tzarech lachin atzmo l'kedusha b'chol rega. You have to prepare yourself. That's called. It's also written in the Gemara. That from Yom Ravi'i. Chamishi Shishi. It's called Erev Shabbos. It's Likrat Shabbos. So a person has to mechin atzmo l'kedusha shel Shabbos b'chol rega. I.e. that's hachanas of Shabbos. Rishon sheni shlishi. Right? Till that day, halachically, you could say havdalah. Because that's still called after Shabbos. Yeah? But from Yom Revi onwards, is called preparing for Shabbos. So every time of those days, you prepare yourself from Shabbos. The Shabbos Kodesh, who Ika HaKadusha, the Shabbos itself is Ika HaKadusha, Ki Amru Chazal, Ben Shloshim Lekoach. When a person Shloshim Lekoach, after, in other words, after three tens, in this case 3 days, then comes the Koach of that Achana. The Koach of that Achana is the Shabbos, i.e., from 30 to 40, i.e., the fourth day, which is Shabbos, is the Koach. Kamo shenema, v'rav tvuot b'koach shor. Many tvuot is in the Koach of a shor. Sheyachzor tamid, ma sheshama mim rabotav. Ah, that's what he's explaining. that he das chazar, like we said, b'cho sho hadalo, a sho le'ol hadalo is chazara. That means he's chose tamid ma shesham rabo, and probably these 40 parsa represents that he's chose bo 40 pamim, like it says in the Gemara. If a person's chose on the member that he learned kamunach b'kise, probably he's going to say that. Let's see. V'chachach ben 40 labina. No, he's not saying that. He say, but there's a Gemara like that. If you chose on something 40 pamim, it's kamunach b'kise. It's like you have it. Then it says achachach ben 40 labina. 40 is for Bina. L'havin u'lefalpel. That means the first, up to the 40 times, you are chose on your Torah, right? L'koach. And then 40 onwards is Labina. Then now you made a kinyan on your Torah. So now you have l'falpel, Labina. V'em gamken arba yamim ad shivim. And this is also 4 days till Shivim, because you have the 30th, the 40th, the 50th, the 60th, and then there's the 70th, which is Shivim, which is Shabbos. Va'az hu ru'i li'yeshiva. At 70, you're fitting to yeshiva, and that's Seva. Seva is Zokin. That's why mitzad agil. Mitzadach Talmid Chacham Shabbo, it's any gil. But Mitzadach Gil, Seva is Shivim. That's the Bechina Shabbos. Kamo Sha'amru, Zakin v'yoshev yeshiva. A Zakin, and he sits in the yeshiva. He's Begil Yishuv Hadas, which is Shivim. V'zeu Uzila Ba'yoma. That's this Re'im, which is born today. Biyom echad hu holech u mahalech arba yamim. In one day, he goes four days worth. Okay. Lefi dato, according to his understanding. Vze amru, ha tabo kamahavi, arba im parsa. It's how big is it? 40 parasashu mahalech arba yamim. That means he thinks in his mind that he's reaching this level. That's his gava. And it's a mistake. He's because he's mefalpel on chisaron yediyas haTorah. So his pilpul is pilpul shel hevel, pilpul shel gava. In other words, see the grow of the footnote here at Yud Aleph. It says, Perush, B'mokum lachzor amasha rabba limdo, instead of going back and doing review on what his rabbi taught him, choshev shekvai yegia l'shivim, who already thinks, who already got to Yishuv Hadas, v'kfa halach et ha'arba yamim mishloshim l'shivim, he already reached there. That's the arba'im parasa. Mahalech Adam Beinoni Liyom, who Esa Parasaot, as he does these Arba'im Parasim, which is Arba Parasot, Kemuva B'Psochim. So he went these Arba'im Parasot. Okay. And he thinks he's already there. That's what happens when a person, the Midah of Gava, is Mashpia on his understanding of the Torah. He thinks he already reached the place that he's not there, and he makes mistakes in his learning. Because he doesn't read everything. He only reads things, selective things, and he doesn't have the anava to fully be makif and slowly, slowly learn. Real Yishuv Hadas is when you mityashev on something. Mityashev, it means you're lahamtin. You're not mevuhal. You don't quickly run and come to a svara. You mityashev, you sit, you go back again, you relearn, you let the thought dwell within you and think and rethink it. You have to be miyushev badas. Yishuv hadas takes a lot of time. to develop. Most of the time, our first thought is a mistake. And then the thought is mityashev or mityashen, like a good wine. The more it sits, the better it gets. So the same thing with Svara. That's Bina. Bina is keneged Yain. Yain is mityashen. The zikna shaykh b'yayin, an older wine, a mature wine. That's the learning of the depths of Torah. It takes time. As a Talmid Chacham is mityashen, as a Talmid Chacham grows slowly, slowly in his learning, and is mityashen, as he has more yishuv adas, and more, and his pilpul is a pilpul with yishuv adas. Okay, so now let's go. Ube mirbata deresha parsa upalga. So that's the next bit. So he says now, So it says, Umisha umashcha b'tzavarei tlata parsei, right? V'orech tzavaro shlosh parsaot, and the length of his neck is shlosh parsaot. Ubei mirvata deresha parsu palga, right? And now it says, and mokum mishkav rosho bei marbata deresha of his head parsu palga. The size of his head is 1.5 parsa. So that's what the Gros is explaining now. Sheminiach rosho bein hagdolim. He thinks of himself as a big chacham. He puts his head bein hagdolim. Av shiu gdolim kam Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. Even though as big as Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. Shaya chaniato. Lifnei HaMishkan. That his place was Lifnei HaMishkan. Be'emsa Machne Yisrael. That's the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Machne Yisrael hu shlosh parsot. And the place, the shir of Machne Yisrael is shlosh parsot. Snimsa. Misof Machne Yisrael. Ada emsa. Parsa v'palka. And that's the place where he puts his head. In the middle of Machne Yisrael. That's the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vahar Uzila, hu me'erev rav. This ra'im is me'erev rav. This we also said last week. Limud Torah begava, and lasot la'atzmo shem, or to make yeshivot lasot la'atzmo shem. That's koach of the erev rav, and that tackles the Arizal also. Yerachem aleinu, Shekolish Baruch Hu Yerachem aleinu. Sha'osim, he says in the footnotes, this is the same as the Arizal. He's saying the same thing. Sha'osim lagdil et shmam. Those people who want to increase their name, hem me'erev rav. They're mu'urav tov v'ra. He says, that's Hurmin, Ba, whatever, I don't want to say the name at night. That's Shindalad that was mentioned in last week. So this is related. So it says, V'omid chutz l'machane Yisrael. And he stands outside of Machane Yisrael. This big ra'im. Omnam miniach rosho b'mokom gdolim. That means he's not even shaykh to Klal Yisrael. He's outside Machane Yisrael. He's erev rav. He's not even shaykh to Klal Yisrael. But he puts his head in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nachas v'shalom, but the Gros hinting here. He's hinting here at something which is very serious. Now the Gros says, in other places, that Besof Hadorot, in the end of days, the Shlita in Eretz HaKodesh will be given to Bnei Yishmael, because, this is a Zohar Taka, but the Bnei Yishmael because of the bris that they had with Makom Kedusha, so too they will have Shlita Be'eretz HaKodesh, as we see today. Who has Har HaBayis? Who has all the Mekomot HaKadoshim? Chevron, Ma'at HaMachpelah, Kivre Yosef and Shechem. Shechem is not such a posh thing that they have Shechem. They're very close to Kever Rochel. Baruch Hashem, at least we have Kever Rochel, but Beit Lechem is very close. And, says the Gro, and who Sholet O Klal Yisrael? Erev Rav. And why Erev Rav? Because they came to Kedusha. Shelo Lishma. They came Kedusha when they left Yitzrayim. So a payment to them is also at the end of the days. They have to get their payment. They'll be Sholet on Klal Yisrael. V'mokum HaKedusha Be'eretz Yisrael. And here the Gro is speaking about this big Ra'im, who's part of the Erev Rav, who puts his head but Mokom Moshe Rabbeinu. People who make themselves out to be Gdoli Yisrael, they're not Gdoli Yisrael. And this it comes from the Sitra. And it comes from the Erev Rav, Lubalbel et Klal Yisrael. And then Manhigim Hado. The Manhigi Ado, Chas V'Sholom, not the Manhigim that we know. Chas V'Sholom, none of them. But I always say this, and it's a big tzar to me to say this. But when we're talking about Manhigi Klal Yisrael, Avadai, the people who Manhigim, you know, Klal Yisrael, who have no zika to Torah and mitzvahs, unfortunately. That Vada comes from Sitra, the Erev Rav. But here he's talking about people who are betoch Klal Yisrael, betoch Kedushas Klal Yisrael, who miniach Rosham v'mokom Moshe Rabbeinu. That means there's a fear that the manhigim of Klal Yisrael can be mishtach the Erev Rav. Now, it doesn't mean Gdolei Ador. But not always Gdolei Hador Amanhig et Tzibur. You have people who are Askanim, Askanei Tzibur, who are not Gdolei Yisrael, but they make their heads big like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they manhig the Tzibur in a wrong way. Unfortunately, and I don't want to say this, unfortunately, this is Shaykh in our generation. That you see people who have people of power, even within Klal Yisrael, who aren't Gdolei Ador, the Manhigim sometimes of Klal Yisrael, who are Masti Klal Yisrael with their Gava, away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Koach HaSitra. And the Yonik, Chas V'Shalom, the Yonik from Klal Yisrael. And the Yonik, not from Gdolei Ador, but the Chibur to Gdolei Ador sometimes causes a steer from Klal Yisrael. I've said enough. But Hayavin Mevin, that there's been many, many things that's happened in Klal Yisrael that make no sense. And the only way to make sense of it, if you understand that it didn't come from Gdolei Yisrael. And there's many things that didn't come from Gdolei Yisrael. And you can see afterwards that those same people, how they behave with Gava V'Buz, they have no Zika to Klal Yisrael. They're Kulo. And I'm not talking Chas V'Sholom. I'm not speaking about Gdolei Yisrael. Chas V'Sholom, Chas V'Sholom. I'm speaking about some of those people who pretend that they represent Gdolei Yisrael, and they have no zika to that. That's what they put their heads in Moshe Rabbeinu. They say they're representing, but their representation is only for their own kavod and their own gava. That's what the Gaon, I think, is hinting here. Varama kufta vasacha lir dana. So he's continuing with this agarata. It says here, Varama kufta vasacha lir dana. Hitil, Rama is hitil. Rama is to lift up. Kufta. Kufta, Kanire says here, it's glalim. Vesatam et hayarden. Vesachale yardana. Sach is listom et hayarden. So he lifted up these glalim of this ra'im and it closed the yarden. Perush. Kashehu ro'er. She'einu yochol lenatzech et ha'talmid chacham. When this ra'im sees that he can't be mevatel ha'talmid chacham, as hu mav'ish reicham, he speaks about them in a bad way. Now, anyone who understood what I said 5 minutes ago will understand this line, what happened in our generation not so long ago. Ki ken dal ke hakina. That's the way of kina. Kishe'enu yochol lagbia et atzmo. If he can't lift himself up, as hu mav'ish, he makes sirachon, he makes bad smelling, umetanef et chaveiro. That's the way of the Erev Rav. That's the way of the Sitra Achra. He can't, he has no koach on a Talmid Chacham. So he's Mav'ishmo. That's the first siman of Erev Rav. Levatel. And Hamevin Yavin, what happened in our generations that we see this. We see the bizui that was made to Gedolei Yisrael. It was not made by Gedolei Yisrael, it was made by incorrect information. It was made incorrectly. And it was done by Askanim. Kulo Askanim. Ad kedei kach that we lost Gedolei Yisrael. Va'amru, kol haposel b'mumo posel. Vezeu kavanat Iyov. This is the kavanah of Iyov. Kegalalo lenetzach yabed. So he's explaining here in the footnotes. Kol haposel pasul. He's posel. B'mumo posel. Einu medaber b'shavcha la'olam. He doesn't speak of praise at all. Kol haposel acherim simen shu atzmo posel. He himself is posel. Ve'enum bave b'shevach acherim la'olam. And like galal, lenetzach yaved, he in the end will be completely lost. Kamo shechashav hu, it's mida keneged mida. He wanted to mivayesh et ha'talmidei chachamim, ken ye'abed et atzmo. His name will be nimchak. V'zehu rama kufta v'sachal yadana. He lifts up this galal, this glalim, this dung, like whatever you want to call it. V'satam liyadana, and he sowed him the yarden. Ki atalmid chacham nikra yarden. He's called yarden. Why yarden? I think Yarden is a Loshon Yored Nun. He's Yored Lenun Sharei Bina. He's Yored Laomko Shel Torah. So that's what he tries to do. It doesn't work. To call a Inyan Hamama Ze Alakina. This whole Mama was on the Kina. Last week we spoke about Taiva and Kovod. This week is about the kina. The kina, what the kina of Torah causes a person. She achad b'shlosh midot shel Bilam, Harasha. Shu ayin hara. That's the Indian of kina. Now he's associating with this ayin hara as the heir of Rav. The kina that they have for Talmidei Chachamim and the mavish et shmam. V'sidran kamo shechashav kan. And the order is like we mentioned here. Mitchile yitromem nefesh adam. He lifts up himself. Al zulato. B'zadon libo b'gavato. With the... like mazid, how you say mazid? The intention of his lev, of his heart, and his gava, his arrogance. V'chalkach yita'eveh. And then he has the taiva, bidig desire. He thinks he's one of Gdolei Olam. And he has desire for the taiva of kavod. V'chalkach. That was last week's ma'amra. And this week's ma'amra, he's saying, V'chalkach yikaneh l'kol adam. He has kin on everyone. V'ken seyde David ha-melech alav ha-shom v'mizmer kuf zayin. Nafsham bara'a tit mogeg. Their soul with bad do they desire. Bara'a kavanato b'kinat ish mera'ehu. The kin of a person to his friend. V'ken ama temotet rasha ra'a. The rasha, his ra, will cause him his itmotetut, his mita, his death, his ibud, his v'hu kinato. That's kina. The kina of a person causes his Ibud Shemo, the nullification of his name, his death, his La'abed. V'sone tzadich yashemu. Ki rekev atzmot kina. The destruction, the rikavon of his etzim. Etzim is the what's left in a grave. That's kina. Even his atzmut is nirkav. He's ne'evad legamri. Or otzalama rama kufta ki na adino says it's brought down na adino is created from the zayat of the chayot, and the zayat of the chayot is this I heard from a Moshe. It brought it down from Marami Pano. The Na'adino comes from the sweat of the Chayot, the Chayot of the Merkava, that are manhig the world. And they sweat because of the Averis of Bnei Adam. And from that sweat of the Merkava, so to speak, comes this Na'adino, which is this the Shorash of Gihinu. Sham Matbilim HaNeshamot. There the Neshamot Atavul. La'alot el eretz ha'chaim, ara kedisha. First they tavul to clean them up, na'adino, and then they go to the eretz kedusha. V'hu neged ha'yarden. That's against the Yarden. Hamafsik bein eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. The Yarden is the difference between eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Aval ha'reshayim, and that represents this na'adino, v'ha'reshayim. Mitoch shezu matan meruba nisharim sham. That's gehinam et atzmam. Because their ra is so much, it's so part of them, that nikui would be ibud of them itself, so that has to remain in this place, in the zeh of the chayot. Mokoma gehinam. Ve'enem yochlim la'alot mitocha. They can't come up from it. V'zeo amru. K'glalo l'netzach ya'abed. Like a galal. Forever it'd be lost. V'nishlam lo mide b'mide. And he's paid mide k'neged mide. Shehaya rama kufta. That he lift up the dung. U'mavish reich talmide chachomim. V'aleim ama David. So what's his mide k'neged mide? He's left in the place of the dung. he's left in the place of Na'adina, which is the Zeh of the Chayot, I mean, the Averis that he calls it. There's certain Averis which are Shorshiot. Kina is a verish, is one of the Midat HaRa'ot. Ayin Ra is the Mid, is the Shorish of Esav. Valem Ama, it's Dinim. It's complete Din. To see the Ra in another person, and to Yimaski that Ra. Not to see the good of a person. And that's Mida Keneged Mida. That Ayin Ara remains with him. And he's Ne'esaf in Na'adino, which is Mokom HaGvurot, Takif HaGvurot. V'aleim Amad David Nafsham Bara'a Shalahem Titmudeg. The soul desires the Ra. Sham V'Na'adino. That's the place of Na'adino. All the Ra which comes from the sweat of the Chayot, because of the Torah, the Bnei Adam through the Averos, gives them to be manhig the world. That Ra that comes from the Zeh of the Chayot creates this Na'adino. Va'agava v'tava v'kavod. Chashab v'psukim, hakodmim, yalu l'shamayim, k'nichtav la'el. Okay, we'll stop here. But these two Maimers of the Grohl were very related. The previous Maimer was speaking about Kavod and Tava, and this Maimer was speaking about the Kina, which is Yotze Me'akavod V'Atava. Kinat Nechasim, Kinat HaKavod. Kina is the Yotze before. It's Keneged the Das. It's the Chibulara. Hashem Ya'azor Lanu, that we keep away from this and that we realize what happened in our generation when people who were so called representing Gedolei Yisrael, there was really the Chibul of the Erev Rav. They were placed their heads where Moshe Rabbeinu, and they weren't even Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. They were outside Klal Yisrael. But they put their heads in the Gedolei Yisrael. And they're the ones who are Sholet. And they're the ones who cause all the Nezik to Klal Yisrael. And because of them, we're Ma'abed, Chachmei Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael. Because certain things don't make sense in Gedolei Yisrael. Certain things Gedolei Yisrael doesn't happen. Unless there's a unique of the Erev Rav. And this is something we should all cry about. Because this has happened to us. And we should learn that it shouldn't further happen to us. And that those people who all their inyan is negichot and gaava and laraot et atzmam v'lasot shem la'atzmam, you should know very clearly that those are nishamot of Erev Rav. And anisayon, that's anisayon, that they're manhig and they have shlita on Klal Yisrael. And they are mav'ish shmam shel talmidei chachamim. V'atid lavo, their place is Na'adino, and ne'ebad v'huv'ash shmam sham. And that's mida k'neged mida that the Gro explains. So b'zvar Hashem, we should finish with something good. That our Torah should not be Torah of kina. Our Torah should be like the Gro says. And I want to explain a little bit more. Why is it another when a person's makifet kol asugya? He learns every single bit. He's not so mech on his sfara. He learns here, he learns this, he learns that. He asks people, he asks his talmidim. I remember my Rosh Hashiva many times used to ask us questions. Simple questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? We weren't necessarily even holding in the sugya. You'd bring us in and ask us questions, see how we would think. was a tremendous anava, and he would do makif everything. Before he put a svara, before he put an understanding to what he did, that's anava. Anava is when you learn everything, when you see everything, you don't rely on yourself, and then after you see, you try and make sense. You go again, and you're chozer, and you're chozer. Arba'im pam. You're making the Shabbos Kodesh. You're making the fourth time. It's munach b'kisa. The arba'im pam is munach b'kisa. You have it. It's clear. Then you reach the dag of Shabbos Kodesh. Then you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Sfar is not me delay, it's not from you. It's the Sfar of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. And that's also what the Gemara says in Yevamos. K'mayim ponim el ponim, ken leiv adam la'adam. Binas ha'leiv of a person, the Bina, Bina which is like we explained, that's the Pilpul HaTerah. That comes only when a person is ma'amik and he's searching Torah. Then k'mayim ponim el ponim, just as it's ma'im ponim el ponim, k'im lev adam, k'rish bochus megalelo, razei Torah. It's a matana. A person can't come mitzad atzmo to sfaras haTorah. Pitom, it drops in him. That's what it means. Then he has an idea. And it makes sense to him. It's a matana. Torah is a matana. We're coming up to Shavuot. 49 levels we can reach with avoda. We can be sofer. We can be spa. We can mitchabe one day to another. 50th day you can't count. No counting. That you get as a matana. It's matan Torah. That's the Svara of the Torah. The Svara of the Torah is a matana. It's not something a person can be misig mi'atzmo. He can only make himself a kli kibul with his achanas, with the 49 ways. And then he receives a Torah. Whereas, if a person learns Torah in an incorrect way, then what happens? He already thinks he got to the Sfar before he got to it, without learning. He already got to the Sfar, and his Sfar makes sense over anyone else's Sfar. He wasn't Mekif. It was Gav of Abuz. Okay. That's Torah of Erev Rav. That's Torah Lasot Latzmo Shem. And Kanireh. If those two parashas are connected, Kanireh, and this is actually a drush in the Arizal, that from Mitzrayim came, Klal Yisrael came from those lost souls, Alidei Gilgul, from Tara Babel. That's why he says that they built with Chomer Levanim, so the Avoda was with Chomer Levanim. Those Erev Rav that came out of Mitzrayim, those Erev Rav were those Neshamas that weren't Nitkan with Mitzrayim. And since they were Nidkan, they were mitasef to Klal Yisrael, the Mu'urav Rabatov. Klal Yisrael were already kimat psolet nekiya. The Erev Rav caused the Heta Egel. They took Klal Yisrael away from Matan Torah. And we're seeing today, but that same Erev Rav, that same Shlita, and the Erev Rav could be from Jews, were sholet on Klal Yisrael. Not Chas V'Shalom G'dol Yador, but those Askanei Tzibu who aren't Ovid L'Shem Shemayim, El L'Shem Atzma. And they cause the Mapolet in Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Hashem Ya'azor, She'e Askanei Tzibu Kulam L'Shem Shemayim, and there's many like that, who are Misharati B'Kodesh of G'dol Yisrael. B'zor Hashem, we should be zocher that will be the Metzias, and is our Metzias, B'zor Hashem. And we should vow, Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mirah B'yameinu, Amen.